Well, it is 8:30, so out of respect for everyone's time, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm sure that others will be joining in. Good morning, Soros. Happy snowy and cold Saturday morning. But we're gathered here together, so there's love and warmth in the room. I just want to welcome you all on behalf of our president, Soros Kimberly Owens Calloway, as well as the chaplains, Sir Francis and myself, and our entire council of chaplains. We're so happy that you all can join us and have chosen to join us every first Saturday of the month at 8:30. I know that sometimes that can be a sacrifice on Saturdays, but when we get together in prayer, there's power that goes forward. So thank you for making that sacrifice. In just a few, I will be handing it over to our dynamic chaplain members, Don Clark and Sor Wanda Brown, who will bring forth some prayer and meditation for us. And I just want to remind everybody that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Despite what's going on in your lives, despite trials and tribulations that you may have had, remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Also, just want to remind you all, if you have a special prayer or anything, you can drop it in the chat box, and the Council of Chaplains will make note of it and will pray over it. Or if you have a private prayer request, you can send an email to chaplain@deltasac.org. And if you actually want us to call you, please list your call information in that email as well, and we will call you directly to pray with you and for you. And so with no further ado, I want to hand things over to our Thors, Don Clark and Wanda Brown.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sor Natasha. God is so funny. He has jokes to me sometimes. As I was telling Sor Francis and Sor Natasha in a panic last night when I was texting him after I saw Sor Francis's post in the SAC members only, is like, oh, Sor Dawn and Sor Wanda are doing this prayer call tomorrow. But God is faithful and he is so good. And so I'm still grateful for any opportunity to bring forth even just a small meditation on his behalf. And I'm grateful to serve with my DU Sor Wanda Brown. And so if you would just pray with me just really quick. Father God, we thank you for this day, a day that we have never seen before. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come before your presence. We ask that you would open our hearts and minds, that we would be receptive to all that you have for us in this moment, that you would block out any distraction or hindrance that would keep us from receiving all that you have for us today, that we receive every drip and drop of what you have in store for us in this moment. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So as this morning, just a brief meditation. Coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And the NIV version reads, "In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation." Now, most of us know that God doesn't operate on what we understand as time. Even his word tells us that 1,000 years are like a day to God. And the Bible shares many stories of those that waited years and decades on the manifestation of God's promises. But it's one thing to read those stories that of others' trials and tribulations and suffering from an ancient book that is yet still living called the Bible, or a history book of someone else's story. But it's another thing when we are the main character in our own story of trial and tribulation. When we're going through the most difficult, challenging, and devastating times in our lives, we want God to work an instantaneous miracle. We want Him to deliver us and deliver us right now, sometimes even yesterday. We don't want to have to go through the treatments for an illness. We don't want to have to fill out multiple applications, go on multiple interviews to get a job. We don't want to grind and hustle to start over when a business has to close. We don't want to open our hearts again after a devastating breakup or the loss of a spouse, whether to divorce or transition. We don't want to continue to march and protest after another killing of someone that looks like us at the hands of police, or wear the mask of I'm fine and we're all going to get along for our white friends and colleagues to make them feel comfortable and unthreatened by the color of our skin. But Soars, God does not waste anything. Our suffering, our pain, our disappointment will all be used to make us stronger and grow closer into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. We don't know where that trial or that tribulation will take us, but it will take us higher in the Lord, because God is the master of upcycling. His work always adds value to our lives and fulfills the plans and purposes that He has for us, and brings Him the ultimate glory. As this being Black History Month, our ancestors could have never imagined that when they were crowded in the bellies of those ships crossing the Middle Passage, working from dawn to dusk in plantation fields, raising masters' children while their own were sold on the auction block, walking instead of riding the bus to boycott, having been bitten by dogs and beaten and sprayed with fire hoses to protest the injustices, that one day, not only would there have been a Black president, but there would be a Black woman as vice president. The refiner's fire, no matter how hot it gets, will have us shining like pure gold and reflecting the light of Christ in this dark world. Our lives become testimonies of the God that can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or even imagine for generations and generations to come. It will have us looking back at the next trial and tribulation and being reminded of God's goodness and His keeping power, and how He is a God that never lies and always stands on His promises. And not just for us, but for generations to come, our testimonies will be a source of inspiration and motivation. Our testimonies and those of our ancestors are a firm foundation of hope on which we can stand when life's storms start to rage, whether those are external or internal. Because we know that Jesus, in due time, in His due time, at just the right time, will speak peace and be still to that storm. Our testimonies are a firm foundation of hope on which we can stand and praise the Lord in advance for His deliverance, His healing, and His favor. They are a firm foundation of hope on which we can dance with joy when the dawn breaks and our season of darkness has turned into morning. So if we would just, Soars, hold on to God's unchanging hand, trust Him to lead us through the process and through the fire, after a little while of suffering has passed, we will see His promises, we will feel His restoration and His support and His strength, and be placed on a firm foundation of hope on which we can stand and share our testimony that will bring glory to God and inspiration and courage to others to do the same. God bless you and amen. And now I'll turn it over to Sora Wanda.
Amen, amen, amen. Wow. After that powerful word, Soares, let's just lift up God and thank him and worship him and thank him for the word that he shared with us this morning. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for ministering to our hearts through our soul, Don. Glory to God. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take those words that she has ministered to us, and we're going to just pray his word back to him. So blessed Heavenly Father, let us pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, in the authority of Jesus, we come before you in prayer. And we come before you in prayer humbly, humbling ourselves before you and under your mighty hand. We do this by casting the whole of our care on you, because you care for us, your daughters. Father God, as Dawn shared your word in 1 Peter 5:10, she shared it with us. We now stand on your word and we pray it back to you, that the God of all grace, who called us to your eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a little while, will restore us, make us strong, firm, and steadfast, that you, O God, would perfect and establish and settle us. Father God, we ask that you help us to continue to trust in you and know that there is hope, and that as we do this, we will see the victory. Father God, for you have promised to never leave us or forsake us, that you are with us even in the midst of our storms, that you are with us even when no one else sees what's going on. So we release our hurts to you. We release our pains that we feel to you. For these things ought not to be, but God, even in the midst of this, you've got us. Father God, help us to continue to trust you, to continue to believe you, and continue to walk with you and experience your victory and your peace, Father God, and your freedom. The devil thought he won, but he did not win. We were called for such a time as this. The devil will never win, for your plans for our lives has not changed. You have plans for good for us and not of evil, to give us a future and to give us hope. So Lord, help us not be distracted by the wiles of the devil or by the things that we've experienced over this past several months. Help us, Lord, to remember to put on your whole armor that you've given us, Father God, and to stand on your promises and walk in victory and be blessed. I want to share a scripture that you said to us, Lord, in Isaiah 41:10. You said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers and for answering our prayers. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus, and in his authority we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Soares, I'm Frances Doctor, one of the co-chaplains for this biennium with Latasha Gray. And yesterday, there was a bit of frantic texting back and forth from Soares Don about, wait, I didn't know that I was on for tomorrow. And I said, you know what? It's okay if you can't. We can make adjustments. And she said, no, I want to do it. I don't want to transfer this to someone else. And I said, Soares, for some reason, God didn't want you to know this week to have this on your mind. To do our prayer call, but he put this on you right now, and it is going to be fire, you know. And sure enough, God came in and showed out. We got a message
from the Lord today. Amen. So I am so, so thankful. But God works in his own timing. You know, Sora Dawn said, God's got a sense of humor, doesn't he? I'm like, he got a little sense of humor. He thinks he's funny, right? But it's his own timing, and it's such a blessing. So, Sora, as I leave you today with Sora Kim Calloway, our president, I want us to always remember God tells us to pray over and over and over again. And we have prayer requests in the chat. We will be praying for those prayer requests. Also, remember that you can always, if you want a personal prayer request, go onto our email, Chaplain's Corner email, and send us a private email. Put your phone number in if you would like a call from one of us for prayer. And let us always remember that when God gave us this gift of prayer, it is a gift to speak with him, to talk to him, to know him. And he tells us to pray always with all prayer, being watchful. And it is the gift that we have. It's both offensive and defensive for you sports fans. It's the gift that he gives us that's both offensive and defensive. So we shall pray without ceasing. God Amen. Bless you, Soars. God bless you, Soars. God bless you, Soars. And thank you so much, Sora Wanda and Sora Dawn. Hallelujah. Sora, thank you. Jim.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you. And amen. I want to thank Sora Dawn for that wonderful message from God. I want to thank Sora Wanda for that wonderful prayer. And just the entire chaplain, Council of Chaplain, you all do a phenomenal job. And I'm so thankful. I'm thankful that we were founded on Christian principles and that we are a sisterhood that can come together and just take everything to God in prayer. I'm so happy that we can do that. So I thank you all for joining us this morning. I want to thank our fabulous ICT team. I want to thank my Sexational First Vice President, my Sexational Second Vice President, my Sexational Immediate Past President, and every last one of you who joined the call today. We are growing, and that just makes my heart happy. We had a total of 41 on this morning, so I'm just so full. I did see we have a lot of prayer requests, so I just ask that God meets everyone exactly where they are according to his will. He knows better than anyone what each of us are going through and dealing with. And he is the one that is able to heal all and take care of all. So we will continue to remember those sorors who are bereaved, ill, and just going through life. We just ask God to have his way and comfort, heal, and protect and strengthen according to his will. Please remember to visit the Chaplain's Corner. Encourage other sorors to visit the Chaplain's Corner. And remember those sorors that are on the prayer list, and remember all of us that are not on the prayer list, because we are all doing something. I had a minister say, you are either, if you're not in the storm, you're just coming out of one, or you're on your way into one. So we have to stay prayed up. So sorors, I thank you for your time, and I ask that you stay warm and safe in this frigid weather, and just be blessed. And again, thank you for calling in. And oh, I wanted to mention that I hope it'll make the connection for tomorrow, but Dr. Bobby Hentrell will have a memorial celebration of her life and legacy on February 11th at 6 p.m. Registration is required. And I'm not sure, but I think it'll be in the connection tomorrow. And they're saying that space is limited for the virtual seating. And it is, I can't read this, Lord. It is https://bit.ly/Hentrail Memories. So you can put messages there, and hopefully this will be in the connection so Sorors will have an opportunity. We also have our Omega Omega services for our Sorors that passed during the time when we weren't offering Omega Omega services that will be scheduled for the 13th. Just giving you a heads up, the 13th of March, that is, we're planning to have those Omega Omega services. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, Sorors, and have a beautiful, blessed day.
Madam President, you have a hand raised, Sora Francis.
Okay, yes, Sora Francis.
I did, it must have been an accident. However, I am glad that I had a hand raised because I forgot to mention February being Heart Health Month, wearing our red proudly for heart health and anything Sores that we can do to strengthen our hearts, our physical hearts, help us to give our spiritual hearts a voice so that we can go out and help others. That was the one thing. And the other thing was February is, of course, Black History Month. So remembering that we are, for our next chapter meeting, making sure that we are wearing whatever African garb that we have for our chapter meeting. And as that is upcoming, and most of us won't see each other before then. And Sorvina's put in the chat that the book club is this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And I also saw it pop up, and we got an email regarding Sor Cicely Tyson's Omega Omega. It's on the 13th. So check your emails for that registration for the Omega Omega February 13th. Okay, are there any additional announcements? Okay, we like to keep this brief and not take up too much of your time, but I think it was a wonderful meditation and prayer today. I thank you all for joining. Love you each, and enjoy the rest of your day.